Earth, Sky.
The idea behind the programme is that we can all see that climate change is a massive challenge that faces everybody, but it's also quite a big business opportunity as well. What we're trying to do through this social investment programme is to help small companies also make the most of that opportunity.
You're listening to Sally Gold, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Ms. Gold oversees a program called Shell Springboard, part of Shell's social investment activities in the UK. Since its launch in 2005, this organization has awarded over 1.6 million British pounds to 43 businesses across the UK. The idea is to award seed money to businesses that have an idea for a new low-carbon product or service. It's an idea in line with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warning that business as usual with greenhouse gas emissions could warm the planet by several degrees by the end of this century. Ms. Gold spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Ms. Gold, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Now tell us a little bit about the Springboard program. What is it, and how will it help the world create a new energy future?
Shell Springboard was started by Shell here in the UK 6 years ago now. The idea behind the programme is that we can all see that climate change is a massive challenge that faces everybody, but it's also quite a big business opportunity as well. And for big companies like Shell, we're obviously working away at the various parts of that opportunity that we think we can get some benefit from. But what we're trying to do through this social investment program is to help small companies also make the most of that opportunity.
What are some examples of how small businesses can make a difference when it comes to putting less carbon into the atmosphere?
There's been loads of examples over the last 6 years of the competition that's been running. So we've awarded 8 or 9 companies every year £40,000, so $60,000. And those businesses who've now between them got about £1.6 million, they've all done really different things. So they don't just focus on the areas of the energy system that Shell focuses on, which is mainly transport. They can be businesses that are looking at building solutions or construction solutions, businesses that are looking at sort of engine redesign or different behavioural changes that people can make in the way that they transport goods or the way that they use energy systems in their home. So a complete range of ideas and some really creative thinking as well.
Give us a good example here for people listening.
Yeah, sure. There's a company who won one of our awards in Scotland last year called Scottish Bioenergy. They had a very interesting project. They were using one of the resources that Scotland has a lot of, which is whiskey distilleries. And what this guy was doing is he was a one-man band. He was building algae bioreactors around the outside of the big distilleries, so taking the heat from the distillery to grow algae, which he was then farming off and ploughing back into the energy system of that distillery to enable it to power itself. So it was saving the distillery all of its energy costs, its electricity bills. So they used the award, the £40,000 that they got from us, to build their very first pilot project at Glenturret Distillery, and they're now looking to expand across a number of other distilleries in Scotland.
Now, I imagine that you, through your experiences with this program, Springboard, that you've seen a lot of businesses who want to do these ideas to lower their carbon emissions. Do you see fundamental changes ahead on how businesses operate in response to a changing climate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there'll be changes ahead, both for companies of the size of Shell, which we're very aware of, and also for companies that we're talking about here with, you know, 1, 5, 10, 20 employees. And the UK government, as well as governments across Europe and the world, are all bringing in different targets around sort of emissions reductions, both in the way that we go about and do our work in our buildings and our vehicles, but also in the products that we sell as well. So on the Shell front, we're trying to tackle things at all of those levels. And we're hoping through the Springboard program that we're helping some of these new products and service ideas come through the market that ultimately companies like us at Shell will be using.
What's the biggest challenge? What's the biggest obstacle to making a successful low carbon venture?
Well, of the 900 entries that we've looked at over the last 6 years and the 43 businesses that we've awarded money to, there's some similarities come out when we survey all of these businesses and ask them what their challenges are. So one of them, one of the areas we try to fill it is funding. So there is funding available if you need £500,000 or dollars, or you need $1 million or $2 million. If you need money on a very large scale, it's there, and it can take you a number of years to get jump through all the hoops to get that level of funding. What's missing is the funding at the very, very beginning, the small scale funding where banks don't want to take a risk on you, investors don't want to take a risk on you. And that's where Springboard comes in, is it's giving these guys no strings funding. And if their idea flies, fantastic. And if it doesn't, we've taken that risk and given these guys a chance. So funding is something that they lack. A second thing really is credibility. So winning an award from either us or, you know, another organization, it can give these guys a really big boost in their confidence and also in their credibility, which can help them attract further investment and also further their first customers in some cases.
Now, I understand that you'll be in a web chat on July 22nd of 2010, later this month, where you'll share some big ideas for a new energy future. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, the web chat should be a really good event. It's being chaired by Sergio Capusto, who's one of our chief scientists here at Shell. I'll also be joined by someone from our scenarios team. So the sort of stuff that they do is looking at what are the energy challenges and the challenges generally facing us over the next 20, 30, 40 years. We'll also be joined by someone from the Shell Foundation and also someone from the Shell Game Changer program. So quite an exciting lineup in some really different areas of Shell that I think should be interesting for people to get involved with.
What's the most important thing that you want people today to know about Springboard and its role in creating a new energy future?
The most important thing I'd like people to know is, firstly, if they're based in the UK, that the competition is open for entries now, so we really encourage companies to apply. The second thing is just, I think, a real note of encouragement. The standard of businesses, small businesses, that we're seeing coming through and the quality of ideas they've got and also the capacity to deliver on the on these ideas is really, really encouraging. And if what we're seeing in the UK is reflected in other countries around the world, the next few years are going to be pretty exciting.
You've been listening to Sally Gold, head of UK social investment for Shell. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.